Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present Union Budget in Lok Sabha today. Unemployment rate shows declining trend over recent years, says the government. Supreme Court asks IIT Delhi to form expert panel to review NTA's decision for marking two options as correct answers to a physics question in this year's NEET UG exam. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra for next 2 days. Ace Indian shooter Abhinav Bindra to be awarded Olympic order for outstanding contributions to Olympic movement. And in Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, India to take on Nepal at Dambulla in Sri Lanka this evening. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha today at 11 a.m. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Ahead of the budget presentation, the Economic Survey 2023-24 was tabled in both Houses of Parliament yesterday, giving an overview of the economy's performance. A report.
This will be Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's seventh consecutive budget presentation since taking office in 2019. During her pre-budget consultations, Finance Minister held meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, employment and skilling, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector. In the course of the consultations, Ms. Sitharaman assured experts and representatives that their suggestions will be carefully examined and considered while preparing the budget. After presentation of the budget in the Lok Sabha, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The government has said that the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandelaje, said that as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey, PLFS reports, the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. The government has reiterated that it has no proposal to constitute the 8th Central Pay Commission for revision of pay and pension of central government employees. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said that two representations have been received for constitution of the 8th Central Pay Commission in June 2024, but no such proposal is under consideration of the government at present. The government has said that around 11 crore 75 lakh tap water connections have been provided to rural households under Jal Jeevan Mission, JJM, Har Ghar Jal, in the last 5 years. This was stated by Minister of State for Jal Shakti, V. Somanna, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. He said only 3 crore 23 lakh rural households had tap water connection when the Jal Jeevan Mission was launched in August 2019. But now, over 77% of rural households in the country have water connections. The government has said that the country's domestic coal production increased by 11.65% in 2023-24. Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, in a written reply in Rajya Sabha, said the coal production of the country reached 997.26 million tonnes in 2023-24, compared to the previous year's 893.19 million tonnes. The minister also emphasized that the actual demand for coal in the country has increased to 1,233.86 million tonnes compared to the previous year. He added that most of the coal demand in the country is met through indigenous production and supply. Minister of Power Manohar Lal has said India stands committed to achieve about 50% cumulative electric power installed capacity from non-fossil fuel-based energy resources by 2030. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Lal said that at present, India has already achieved 45.5% installed capacity from non-fossil fuel-based resources. He further stated that a plan has been prepared according to which India will not only meet its commitment of 50% non-fossil fuel-based generation capacity, but will surpass the target. The Economic Survey 2023-24 has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in financial year 2024-25. According to the survey tabled by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament, the domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in financial year 2026. The Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India, Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran, said there is a momentum of growth in the economy.
We are mindful of the challenges about the way the monsoon has progressed, about how since we wrote the interim economic survey, so to speak, in January, where we were more confident about 7%, since then the global environment has become even more polarized and financial market valuations are much more elevated. So given that, we are projecting a growth rate of between 6.5 and 7.
The government has asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years and it is hiding nothing in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. This was stated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan while replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha. Rejecting the allegations levelled by the opposition parties that paper leak incidents have become rampant in the country, Mr. Pradhan said the CBI is investigating into the matter and the NEET examination issue is sub judice in the Supreme Court. Earlier, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, while raising the alleged paper leak issue, said there is a very serious problem in the country's examination system. The Supreme Court has asked IIT Delhi to form an expert panel to give its opinion on the decision of the National Testing Agency, NTA, to treat two options as the correct answers to a physics question in this year's NEET UG examination. The bench, headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, directed the expert team to remit its opinion to the Apex Court's registrar by 12 noon today. The batch of petitions alleging irregularities in the conduct of the NEET UG exam questioned the award of grace marks in respect of a contentious physics question. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Tuesday, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. In several parts in north, northeast, central and western parts, very heavy rainfall may occur till tomorrow, while remaining parts are likely to receive heavy rainfall till Thursday. The weather agency said that above normal temperatures with high humidity are likely to prevail over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi today. Intermittent heavy to moderate rainfall is continuing in Uttarakhand, causing frequent landslides in the hills and rising river levels. We have more from our correspondent.
The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain in Pithoragarh, Udham Singh Nagar, Champawat, Bageshwar and Nainital districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining districts. In response to the heavy rainfall, the Dehradun District Administration has ordered the closure of all schools today. Meanwhile, the Gangotri National Highway near Bishanpur in Uttarkashi, which was booked due to a heavy landslide, was reopened for vehicular traffic last night. With Sanjeev Sundarial's report, Chiragja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Meteorological Department has predicted widespread rainfall across Gujarat during the next 4 days. The IMD has announced red alert for the 6 coastal districts of Saurashtra and South Gujarat. We have a report.
Light to very heavy rainfall occurred in more than 150 tehsils in the state, with 20 tehsils of Junagadh, Devbhoomi Dwarka, Surat and Valsad recording above 4 inches rainfall. Devbhoomi Dwarka district recorded widespread heavy rainfall, resulting in increasing the water level in rivers and dams. Kalyanpur tehsil in the state in the district recorded the highest 11 inches of rainfall during the last 24 hours. More than 10 dams of the district are overflowing and several roads have been closed due to waterlogging. Connectivity was also severely affected in Junagadh district following the heavy downpour. More than 44 villages were out of contact. Meanwhile, heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places in Porbandar, Junagadh, Gir Somnath, Devbhoomi Dwarka, in Saurashtra and Surat and Valsad districts in South Gujarat during the next 24 hours. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, DEPWD, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, has signed 72 MOUs with private institutions and startups to empower persons with disabilities socially, educationally, and economically. The MOUs were signed in the presence of Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment, Dr. Virendra Kumar, and Minister of State in the Ministry, B.L. Verma. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India's long-standing relationship with Egypt has intensified in recent years. Addressing the gathering at the National Day celebrations of Egypt in New Delhi today, Ms. Dr. Jayashankar said that economic cooperation has been steadily diversified, with both sides seeking new opportunities for mutual benefit. He stated that more than 50 Indian companies have already invested in various sectors of the Egyptian economy, focusing on pharmaceuticals, electronics and green energy. The International Olympic Committee Executive Board has decided to award India's first individual Olympic gold medalist, Abhinav Bindra, with the Olympic Order for his outstanding services to the Olympic movement. The award will be given during the 142nd IOC session in Paris on the 10th of August 2024. The Olympic Order is the highest award of the IOC given for distinguished contributions to the Olympic movement. In Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in a Group B match at Dambulla. Opting to bat, Sri Lanka posted 184 for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In today's fixture, India will take on Nepal in the Group A clash at Dambulla in Sri Lanka this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Team India are currently leading the Group A points table with no defeat. The Harmanpreet Kaur-led Women in Blue have won their previous matches against Pakistan and the United Arab Emirates. On the other hand, Nepal defeated the UAE in the opening match of the tournament. They lost to Pakistan in the next game. In another group clash today, Pakistan will lock horns with the UAE at the same venue. The match will begin at 2 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Sunil. On the economic survey, the top headline in Hindustan Times reads, 6.5% growth forecast in cautious eco-survey. Quoting the economic survey, Business Standard headlines, need to create 8 million jobs a year until 2036. SC stays directive by the Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand governments for eateries along the Kavad Yatra to display the names of their owners, writes the Asian Age in its front page story. The Times of India carries a photograph of INS Brahmaputra damaged after a major blaze erupted on board the warship. Search is underway to locate a missing sailor. A militant was killed and a soldier and a civilian sustained minor injuries in a gunfight between the army and militants in Kashmir's Rajouri district, reports the Indian Express. And Kamala Harris's elevation as presidential candidate by the Democratic Party is widely reported in dailies. Harris hails Joe Biden's unmatched legacy as party endorsements pile up, writes The Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shefali. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to present Union Budget in Lok Sabha today. Unemployment rate shows declining trend over recent years, says the government. Supreme Court asks IIT Delhi to form expert panel to review NTA's decision for marking two options as correct answers to a physics question in this year's NEET UG exam. IMD forecasts extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra for next 2 days. Ace Indian shooter Abhinav Bindra to be awarded Olympic Order for outstanding contributions to Olympic movement. And in Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, India to take on Nepal at Dambulla in Sri Lanka this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.